Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This week in the UK, 500,000 workers, teachers, train drivers, went on strike. The British economy is reeling. Inflation is over 10%, the cost of borrowing is going up, and the workforce is going down, and a recession is now expected in 2023. Joining us is David Smith. He's economics editor of the Sunday Times in the UK. David, welcome.
Good afternoon. Nice to talk to you.
Who are all these workers on strike, and what is happening in their economic lives that's turning them to the streets?
Yeah, it's quite interesting in the UK. The most heavily unionized sectors, the sectors which have most trade union members, are in the public sector and in industries that used to be part of the public sector, but were privatized mainly when Margaret Thatcher was prime minister. So that's where union membership has hung on, and that is where we're getting most of these disputes at the moment. And as you say, a big strike day on Wednesday of this week. And I think the background to this is quite interesting because if you look at what's happening to, you mentioned that we've got inflation of more than 10%. We've also got a big gap between what is happening in the private sector in terms of pay growth, where it's running at more than 7%, obviously still below inflation, but the public sector, where pay growth is only 3%. So people in the public sector, the teachers, the nurses, and by extension, people in the former public sector, like the train drivers and train staff, they feel squeezed, and they feel that the things have been are unfair, that they're getting squeezed more than the public in general.
Mm-hmm. And are some of them connecting this to Brexit? I guess the UK left the European Union about 3 years ago, and you know, at the time there was a sense perhaps too many workers from other places competing for their jobs. Now, in some sectors, there are not enough workers to do the jobs?
That is absolutely true. I think we can, I mean, Brexit is part of it. The in the UK at the moment, unusually in the UK, the workforce is about a million smaller than, we've got a workforce in the low 30 millions, and the workforce is about a million smaller than it might have been expected to be on the basis of where we were before the pandemic. And the two reasons for that, about 300,000 of that shortfall is due to EU workers having gone back to their countries and not returned to the UK. Another reason is that for reasons of ill health, early retirement and so on, a lot of older workers, the people in the 50 plus age group, decided that the pandemic was a moment for many of them where they decided on a change of life and have not come back to work after the pandemic. So so we're facing labour shortages for both of those reasons. One part of it is Brexit. The other is that people of older people in particular have left the workforce.
Yep, I understand. That is David Smith, Sunday Times economic editor on Rough Economic Times in the UK. David, thanks for the time.
Thank you very much.